Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So thinking ahead, which of the following...
And your name is Hershey?
Percy.
Like in the candy bar.
No, Percy.
Percy. Percy with a P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or are you not registered to vote?
I will vote.
All right. So with which political party are you registered?
I'm not registered with a political party.
All right. So what is your main racial background? All right, thank you.
What's that?
What is your main racial background?
Racial background?
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd have to say African-American because everybody comes out of Africa. That was the original place for all people.
All right, thank you. What is your age?
That's not important.
All right. So would you rather give you some categories then maybe, and each of which you fit in?
Would I what? Like some categories?
Yeah, so would you rather if I give you some like age ranges and categories, and you tell me which one you fit in, or would you rather just not share your age? Neither of the categories of which one might fit in.
Leave my age out of it.
All right, thank you. So, in speaking generally, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They've gotten a little better.
So would that be right direction?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, local growth and development, taxes, access and cost of health care, crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, climate and the environment, illegal immigration, or K-12 education.
Is this something to see how my cognitive memory goes? You read off a list of 20 things and see if I can remember them?
Oh, no, not at all, but I can read them again if you would like.
Probably my biggest is taxes.
Taxes,
don't
are...
I spend too much.
All right, thank you. So if the Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are to vote? Would you say you're going to vote for a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
I'm independent.
All right. So since you're independent, would you say you like tend to lean slightly towards Democratic candidates or lean slightly towards Republican candidates?
Which do I tend towards?
Mm-hmm.
I tend towards Republican.
All right. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So do you approve
but he's
or
not running the country.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
He's been doing fairly good.
So do you somewhat approve then?
I somewhat approve.
All right, thank you. So what is your opinion on Mike Caruso? Would you say you have a favorable opinion about him, an unfavorable opinion, no opinion, or have you never heard of him?
No opinion.
All right. What about Sienna Asta?
I'm not sure who she is.
All right. And what about Kamala Harris?
The vice president?
Mm-hmm.
I have a negative opinion of her.
All right. So would that be very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. So if elections for president were held today between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Would that be definitely or probably?
I would say definitely right now.
All right. And if elections for Florida State House were held today between Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, and Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Probably the Republican.
Probably the Republican. All right, thank you. So regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections?
That's none of your business, really.
All right. So when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat or always vote Republican? Or do you vote equally?
I vote for who I think is the best candidate.
All right. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm independent.
All right. Well,
I'm more conservative. I'm conservative.
All right. So very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative, basically, I think.
All right. Thank you.
Government needs to get out of our lives.
All right. So what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Well, like a bachelor's, an associate's, or a postgraduate?
Bachelor's degree.
All right. And what is your religion?
That's not important.
All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Bye now.
Goodbye.